from the Career Opportunities Archives. Ugliness and Beauty, this time on Career Opportunities. Helping to build the career you deserve. This is Career Opportunities for May 23rd, 2008. A member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com. Get your daily career tips via Twitter. Follow Career Tips or click the link on the website, welchwrite.com/career, welchwrite.com/career. Today's show, Ugliness and Beauty. You may think that ugliness and beauty are only concepts that occur in art, but they're both part of everyday life. More importantly, they're also a part of your work. Every action we take, everything we do, can often be divided along these lines. Were we kind to our fellow bus passengers? Beauty. Did we drop our litter on the ground? Ugliness. While it may seem extreme to divide the world into only two sides, it can give us a very clear idea of how much effect our actions have on the world. First, it's important to remember that you have complete control over whether you create ugliness or beauty in your life and your work. You have it in your power to add both to the lives of those around you. The simple gesture or small kindness is often dismissed as worthless or unremarkable by many people who are rushing through their day. They can't be bothered to say please or thank you. They're too busy moving from one crisis to another to worry about the feelings of those around them. What they don't realize is that every time they create ugliness in the lives of others, through inattention or malice, they're also bringing ugliness into their own lives. You've seen how this works. You're brusque with a waitress, retail person, or coworker, and it inevitably comes back to you. Either you don't get the service you need, or it sets up an altercation that neither of you really wants nor needs. Even if the reaction to your brusqueness is not immediate, your overall demeanor carries the ugliness into the other interactions along the way. At the end of your day, you find yourself stressed and aching, both mentally and physically, without ever knowing exactly why. Call it ugliness, call it bad energy, call it just being a jerk. It takes a toll on you and everyone around you. So, starting Monday, take a hard look at your work and see whether you're creating ugliness or beauty in your own life and the lives of those around you. Did you tell someone you'd call them back and then break that promise? Did you say you'd ship something overnight and then let it sit until it was too late to make the delivery? Even worse, did you then blame it on the delivery company or a fellow employee? Did you refuse to help a coworker, even though you had the time to help? Did you say please and thank you throughout the day? Did you treat every customer, regardless of their question or their demeanor, as the idiot you expected them to be? Now, add up all the interactions of your day and imagine what a painting of your day might look like. Is it a pastel-colored garden like Monet might have painted, or a dark, brooding mass of blacks and browns that you might see in a Munch painting? Munch was the creator of the well-known painting, The Scream, by the way. More likely, it was a bit of both. There are splashes of yellow where you solved a recurring problem for a client, and then slashes of black where you lashed out at someone for no good reason except your own mood. Regardless of how your painting might look, visualizing a painting of your day gives you a clear indication of the beauty and ugliness you're creating with every action. What would your painting look like today? What will it look like tomorrow, now that you can visualize it in this way? Every action, every step, every conversation, every email can bring ugliness or beauty. Which would you rather have in your life? Which would you rather be known for creating? It seems clear that if more of us created beauty in our work and our life, the less ugliness we would have to experience. Which will be the focus of your work and career? It seems clear that beauty is the path to the career you deserve. This has been Career Opportunities with Douglas E. Welch. You can find links to Career Opportunities, all my social media accounts, and everything else that I do at douglasewelch.com. I'd love to hear what's happening in your career and any questions you might have. Contact me at career@welchwrite.com, post to our social media pages, add a comment on the website, or call our reader listener line at 818-804-5049. If you enjoy Career Opportunities, please subscribe to the blog and podcast, join our mailing list, and share links with your friends, family, and professional contacts. Each one of these helps to spread the word about career opportunities to others. Thanks for listening, and please join me for the next episode of Career Opportunities.